Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I'm extremely late, extremely late. And I want to like rush on with what I have to say. Now, that's Sam Cooke. A change is going to come. And what I have to say as a preface to whatever else come behind is that there is now overtime due for us to just face the truth of history and just say, America doesn't have a civilized government that affects the hybrid ethnic people. And it's about time we face the truth. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth. ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinary, documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shape our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. That doesn't sound like poop. Apologize for sins of Catholic. It doesn't sound like that. We know the difference? All right. Now we have the reason why the ethnic hybrid people born or created 200,000 years ago. We have a 200,000-year metropolis in South Africa to prove the presence of the gods. And, you know, we don't really press to have that or talk about that, but it is so significant because we have the pyramids, we have all kind of other things, structures that no human being claim to ever build those things. They couldn't. Is the matter of fact. We are proto. We come from a tongue in proto stage at the time of 100,000 years ago. You think about that. Was European white people have a language 100,000 years ago? Were they speaking any language at all? Did they have any civilized establishment? If they did, what is the name of it? What was it like? They go up to Europe from Africa 1.5 million years ago, my friends. Talking the truth to people who are fucking dogs is not likely to want to behave like they understand what we are saying. They want to say, well, America is their country and all the kind of stuff that they're doing. But we have the kingship world history, King Law Code from antiquity. That is the only civilized history we have. Bible is not history. What you call these invaders that come and kill the African ethnic people and say they are federal government? How did we lay down and make them do it? They do it after they destroy our brain by interbreeding with our species. Do we talk about our species? Do we use our species and white people's species as defense for separation? That no history give sodomite the right to mingle with wise sapien species people. None whatsoever. It's time to wake up and begin to live the right way. That's what the sapien hybrid people, ethnic people, need to do. When we are going to church, when we are voting Democrat and voting for what you call democracy government, when we do those things, it means we are blind. We are not ready to tell and identify who we are and where we belong. We're not ready if we are still following the tail of these faggots, white people. Go all over the place and see what they have established in our territory in America. And there is no way they are going to even look on hybrid people to whom this country belongs. Been here like some 30,000 years, long before they ever
come around and take responsibility and preach in politics. Long before that, these people never spoke. They assault our species and get where they are talking by assaulting and doing all these evil stuff to us. And we wind up turn lunatic, and they make up church and all kind of God and Jesus. No truth available for those kind of stuff. I mean, actual lunatic stuff about Jesus and God cannot be proven. Wise men following star. None of these biblical things that they are using to keep African people in the dust. None of them true. And so I want to just give you that. I want to just bring you that on my haste to do the rest of the stuff I would like to talk about, my friends. You keep it in mind. You keep it in mind and understand that we are born under law 200,000 years ago. Okay? Where they are coming from, we are about to unfold. What brought these white people talking from their species? Hominid. Hominid. You understand that? They're hominid. Offspring. And we won't tell the truth because we keep on voting for them and vote democracy that never in, not in our world history. You don't read that in our world history about democracy. So if we do not have authentic history for white people as civilized people, they are not civilized people. And whatever they are going on is because they interbreed and get our blood and start talking. And they come and learn every single thing that's civilized that they could not know 3.5 million years ago. They couldn't know it, including the 1.5 million years in Europe. They didn't do anything. They didn't have anything. And where are they now? Everywhere we have settled over the past 100,000 years. Think about what I'm telling you. Think about what I'm telling you. Sodomites don't rule over African hybrid people. Ethnic people, they don't. They don't have any sort of historical evidence. They belong to interbreeding with the sapien species, a different taxonomic blood, okay? And when they poison us with their monkey blood, this is what we wind up to. Who is going to speak for us history? The ancestors of the past. Okay? And you can't tell them, you know, you can't tell these faggot white people, you know, anything about law, because it's only the law that a fucking thing they make. That's what they intend to rule on. Faggot imagination of the world they want to make. It's not written in any authentic history, my friends. And that's what I am trying to tell you. And we have history on our side. We just need to realize that we must begin to live as our history tells us, not church. Okay? The time has come for us to do just that. If we do that, these white people, they will have nothing to do besides go back to their whiteness in Europe as hominids. That's where they come from. Okay? Now, let me go to this portion now that says 1787. James Madison created U.S. gay uncivilized AD Constitution. Void, it's void. Right? Now, I am coming right along, and it's okay. Let's see, do I have it right? And it's void. Okay. I think we got that. All right. Now, listen to this. Hominid offspring must leave must leave the Western All right, let's put it like this. Must leave all African jurisdiction immediately, right? So this is what I'm trying to read. All Elohim offspring must leave all African jurisdiction immediately. Because they never belong here. They have no governmental authorization, no moral or legal authority to rule over nowhere but Europe, where they belong to, over the past 1.5 million years. Go to the authority, that history of record that is certified by academic consultants and teachers. That is the record. What are we doing with sodomite people? Destroying our species. No, they're not going to use their AD Anno Domini Jesus Christ sodomite so-called law to rule our world where we belong, not there, not theirs, right? And we have a declaration now to make. We have the history, we have the science, we have the evidence are not begging white people to leave. We are rather telling them to leave because it's a change in our understanding of what always been. Now, the truth is what be now, today. And let our gods, who we pray, do what we need to destroy evil that befall us. September 17, 1789, James Madison. Who is James Madison? A fucking sodomite. A European that never have no civilization at all, never talk until they rape our species. Right? They're ape primates. They come from monkeys. They have the monkey's blood, and they spill it on us through sexual assaults. That's what they do. Right? And if you African people are out there and you don't care about what these white sodomite killers, fucking ass white people, what they do, what law they have broken and talk about, they are making laws. There is no evidence of them joining the civilized law of the civilized world. That's not what they are into. Okay? If you don't want to come up to that and you think, say, well, and if you do anything, oh, they're going to kill you. Well, you're dead long time. You're dead long time. Get down to the legal rights of a people who are created supremely 200,000 years ago. It's us. It is us. And you can't find them in the world. It's a textbook. As civilized people. Do you know that? So how do they get in the position that they are in? Saving that the fact, African people gone out of their mind through interbreeding. These honest fucking, look at these white people, man. Look at them. Look at them and why they cannot reside with African people. They have to do what is violent in order to sustain residency. That's what they do. We don't do that. All right, but we have the law and we have the gods that is more mighty than they are. Really? You see, so they come and take residence and shelter underneath us and claim, they have laws, they have everything. And they have God, they have Jesus. It's not true. And now, you know, I don't have anything else but to defend the kingship laws of the land. Okay? What law do they have? Federal law? I mean, we're in our territory? No. You can't. So the time has come, we're going to tell you to get out, and if you don't get out, don't look to see. We're going to have a fist fight. We're not going to have none of that. Because hurricanes are being shaped up to do some jobs for us. Hurricane, tornadoes, and a whole lot more. Okay? If you decide you're not getting out of our territory, not one, but all of them, get out. Get out before the plagues and everything else is going to strike all of you fuckers of us who decide to defile our species, destroy our species. Go back to where your species plant you in Europe. Okay. This James Madison Jr. was born on March 16, 1751. Belly Grove Plantation near Port Conway, Virginia, of King George County. His great-great-grandfather, the first immigrant ancestor and progenitor of the early American Madison family. Right? So they are immigrants. His great-great-grandfather, they are immigrants. Right? I mean, they come here and see the African people. And it is written all the things that they do and said, preparation to continue their criminal. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic deeds. Okay? And because of the interbreeding and we lose our senses, that's the reason why they have gotten away with it so long before anybody came to maturity, unable to explain what the facts are pertaining to the hybrid people. The only civilized people that was put on earth after these white people been around 3.5 million years, they could only make stone tools and make a fire, nothing else. What do you see them with that say differently from what I'm saying? All right, let's go on and show you what these white sodomites, where they're coming from, okay, in antiquity, and who they are today, and you think carefully about the Bible that you have and who could write that Bible, but not your history. They can't write your history, right? Because they're looking for things. Now, my friends, wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Because the law that you have today, what lawyers and doctors are, you know, profession are abiding by, it's not civilized law. And we're going to prove it. You see, we're going to prove it. That Bible is not history. Certified history is law and order for the civilized people. Okay, who are not civilized don't belong to civilized territory or business. Okay, that when we have converted and turned ourselves away from what these sodomite people infect us with, the good Lord is going to help us. And every disaster, every known destroyer from the gods is going to come at these white people, because they are not a species that naturally bear fruit for civilization. They have not. Okay? If you think the church bear fruit for the civilized world, you need to show that where it begins. The first immigrant ancestors and progenitor of the early American Madison family was Captain Isaac Mason, who was born in 1590 in London, England. The portrayal of Jesus as a white European man has come under renewed scrutiny during this period of introspection over the legacy of racism in society. Oh, okay, you hear that? Yeah, that's what they use. And the interbreeding that they do that destroy our faculty is the reason why they are able to do it, because we can no longer see and interpret and understand and hold a civilized position of what is of this species or that species and know right from wrong. We are not able to do it. We say we have the Holy Ghost and all these things. These are all energies that destroy our brain. You see, the first 100,000 years of our lives in Africa does not tell us anything about we being fools and, you know, allow like sodomite people to just do whatever they want to do with us. No. You see, so that they can take up anything that we own and say it's theirs. And we walk away and go suffer and suffer the rest of our lives. That's what happened. But this is telling you exactly what come under scrutiny. Jesus, that they have right now as a law. Right now, an AD and a Domini as law to kill any African people, whether or not they are government personnel or not. They don't care. These faggots don't care. Okay? The ground for that is because King Herod and Caesar Augustus were imperial colonialism invading unlawfully hominid species, erectus, nomad, sodomite, criminals. You see, they started that in a strange peopled land. Imagine that. You see what I mean? So you think about what Jesus is and how much African ethnic people are relying upon the faith in Jesus Christ. It's because their inner eye, their pineal eye, is impaired to the depth, cannot possess our own way of life. You see, and these sodomites that are coming from the origin of, you don't know what is an hominid? It's ape, man. Do a Google search and you will find out. That's who they are. Now, Mary Magdalene, as Yeshua's wife, that voids the European Christian Church of legal assistance instantly of long ago, right? The man who they call Jesus Christ, name Yeshua, and was Mary Magdalene in the Bible, the wife of Yeshua. That's what it was. But for we turn fool, Africa, and over everything to these honest fucking white people who never talk until they abuse us and get talking babies, and then talking sodomite culture, okay, that are half civilized and what do you want to call it? They are half sapien and hominid, and that equal the modern world. Their concept is what built all of that. And they find a way now to call masquerade, call themselves Romans and all this kind of stuff, steal, overthrow king, and call themselves Romans. Right? And these things are held up in society today like they are true, and by which these white people are living like they are legitimate government. And these guys are sodomite on a fucking culture. They don't business with civilized culture. And because of the interbreeding and their bad blood that destroy our brain, we just live on stunted. All right? Look here. These people, white people, are not a part of civilization. Plain. That's a fact. Go into the World History textbook. They don't have no link at all. When you read the illustration of civilization, you don't find nothing about white people as civilized. Nothing at all. Mary Magdalene as Yeshua's wife. That voids the European Christian Church of legal existence, of any existence, instantly instantly, right? They are devoid of legal existence instantly, of long ago. They were never ever civilized. While some early Christians sought to downplay Mary's influence, others sought accentuate. Many sought to accentuate it, right? So some don't play it, but others accentuate it. You see, because it is not true, it's a scam. Okay? The Gospel of Mary, a text dating from the 2nd century AD. See, all the scam run right through the African life. A falsehood that is written about African people and is converted into what is accepted as truth. You see what I mean? And we can't see it. So if we don't go on losing our inner sight, then what's wrong with us then? How can we live into such a state where these people are playing ball with our lives for 2,000 or more years? You see? And there is nobody with authority ruling over us. But what happened when the gods decide that they're going to change up everything? What do you think will happen? This, what I'm telling you, is what is happening. That out loud and clear, these white people have no valid law for their occupation in African territory. No place whatsoever. And all the things that I am reading here is the things that they have done and have written as totally total uncivilized things, bogus. And again, another term, it's fraudulent. African people can't see. You see what I mean? The best of who we have cannot see that we don't write up anything against these white people and I talk about them, but that's what they do. They write a Bible on us with all the lies and foolishness in there. And they sustain. They sustain. I just pray to the gods that we get something, a great gift from them, is to forgive us our trespasses, because it is time for us to find our way out of these faggot white people. They would want to say, oh, we are racist. They are the one who come and preach racist to us, not us. They are the one who tell us that we are not humans. They are the ones that tell us that. Okay? So the ton of evidence that goes against us, their fucking ass monkey origin, they don't care. These white people, you think they care? Of course they don't. They don't care. They don't care. If we don't act affirmatively and do the things that the God will bless, we don't stand a chance with these fucking ass white people. Look at them. Look at their skin from top to bottom. And I'm not talking about some of the highly colored tan one of them. That's not what I'm talking about. Look at real white people that, you know, come with their real color, you know, from head to toe. You see, if they're wearing bikini and all them kind of thing, look at them for real. Do they look like anatomic human? Do they? No, they do not. And if, you know, well, you know, I can't wait until I find other people that is making sense of the situation. I have to talk. And unabashedly, Because who knows this? It's written too that the Lord has a mighty and strong one who, like a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, will slap down to earth with the hand, much more in Isaiah 28. Listen, I'm reading all the monkey business that these white people began to do against us over the past 100 years at least. And whereas our government disappear, as it were, we don't get no benefit from them. If you live in America, we are and working and stuff like that. But we are under these sodomites who say they have A.D. and Adamani. And A.D. and Adamani is being pissed on and burned so many times. And yet still people are taking up the residue and still believing it. The Gospel of Mary, the text dating from the 2nd century A.D. that surfaced in Egypt in 1896, place Mary Magdalene above Jesus' male disciples. Why did they do that? In knowledge and influence, they place Mary Magdalene above the disciples of Jesus Christ. She also featured prominently in the so-called Gnostic Gospels, a group of texts believed to have been written by early Christians as far can century AD, but not discovered until 1945. All these old bunch of stuff is nonsense. You know what I mean? Because once you bring Christianity in, Christianity is a fraud from the start. You know, but these white people have used it so much, and this sick brain ethnic people, so till we don't know anything is wrong with AD and Adamani. What is AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord? It means Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Where at all in history have you find it? Any record about Jesus Christ as a real person, like other people, like, let's say, as you talk about Caesar, like they wrote about Caesar Augustus or Herod. They're not afraid to write these people and say they were real people that worked for the so-called Romans, right? And really, it's only the Bible you have as a book of record for that. Now, we African people cannot read Bible and take it for history. We are civilized. The Bible doesn't have any academic consultant or teacher reviewers that review the Bible and know that what they are saying here is true. It just doesn't happen. I don't need to say anything else. I do not need to say anything else. These white people will go to ruin. It doesn't matter what you... All they are depending on is the wealth that they are stolen and using. That's all. That's all they are depending on. They don't have any divine power backing behind them. We do. We have always had it from we were created. But 100,000 years ago, my friend, when we fall out under these people and get babies come with our hybrid blood means a lot of things. means more than the Neanderthals, that they got human face, that get rid of their monkey face. You see, to have crossbreed babies with the hybrid people is the worst abomination that in the world. You understand that? Sodomites, no, it's not a civilized species. Hominid, not civilized species. What are we doing with them? But these sodomites think that because they interbreed with us and they are keeping it down, they're having something else that they are using because of that hybridization. Not hybridization. I mean, well, hybridization blood. Heirs to any fortune, nowhere. Nowhere at all in real history. You see, but they find a way now because they are able to talk. They wouldn't be able to, like, sage not know. They would not be able to stage any situation that gives them political standing and where they could come in our territory and have and rule as jurisdiction. The fact that they couldn't talk, they had no access, no way of being even a half civilized person because they couldn't talk at all. Interbreeding their hip men that rape hybrid women and get children. Oh man, you know, they talk about Jesus blood. There is no Jesus blood whatsoever. All right, so they realize now, since we turn fool, they can make up all kind of a story and write it in a Bible. That's what is happening right now. And they make up the entire world of all kind of things. Look at it, man. If you go into these stores like Macy's and Amazon.com and all these places, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and all of these social networks, these sodomites raise up. And you know what? Oprah Winfrey couldn't set up a school in America because these evil, thinking gay people culture, they don't want her influence here, you see, in America. Yeah, because, I mean, white people are too sophisticated now and have all these you know, these industrial and these all kind of, you know, establishment, church and everything. So no, they don't want no Oprah Winfrey influence here. No, if anybody will build up school, amongst them. You don't see. All right. Because guess what? Oprah brain is not good either because she's not discerning what has happened from antiquity and how these white fucking ass idiot ape origin white people who couldn't talk. Talk because they fuck with our blood and then they have talking babies. We didn't fuck nobody to have talking babies. We were created by DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. It's not fucking that get us initial human existence. It's not that Adam and Eve begin to have sex after they were perfected to have children and children that talk. They were perfected as hybrid ethnic people. That's when they began to have us. But initially, that was not what make us talk. It was the mixed blood of the gods, species. That's what make us talk. What make these primates people talk? What make them talk? You need to find out because no primates talk naturally. You hear that? No primates talk naturally. And these white people not talking naturally. This crossbreeding. Okay? Now, what's this? The Bible is a fraud. When you talk about Jesus, why we allow these white people to take our lives and turn it into fiction? Our history is turned into fiction. Why do we allow that? Why are we, well, useless to say why? Because I already said it. The interbreeding destroy our cerebrum and cerebellum. And it's the reason why everything is running past us. Everything that destroy us, you know, just keep on rolling on and destroy us and we can't do anything. Really. Because I've read over and over that these people are taking away everything from us and they say it's legal for them to do it. By whose law? Not Hammurabi. Not Ur-Nammu. Not any of the kings that you read about. Because white people don't produce kings, you know that? Except what I'm trying to talk about, King Herod. You know, they're just feigning. Okay? There was no King Herod. If they want to call one of their, you know, one of their gay personnel. If they want to call him a king, it's not that they are a king. All right? But we are not able to stop them because, you see, Africa government should never allow anything to start like this. If Africa have a system of slavery, that don't tell them that something in these white people that they are obliged to make them go out and have a life of slavery and make us their slaves. Not go like that. Because we are civilized. We don't do things uncivilized. No, but that's all they know. And turn around and do all kind of atrocity and just kill us and praise God when they kill us. The God of the Bible that we are worshiping and think is a God. For real. You see what I mean? Now, all these lies they are telling in the Bible, they are using us. They're not using themselves. They're using us to do it. And we can't touch it. Why? Until now, somebody like me, I'm reading. I'm seeing what I'm reading. I know exactly for half a century what I am accustomed to reading. I know what I'm reading. 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 18. Our eyes have been unnatural. So we don't see. The church make us unnatural. So we don't see everything in words that we are supposed to see. Oh, by the time we take up a song book, a church book, and begin to sing the songs of the church, we don't know anything else but the church Christian faggot business. That's all we know about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ right here as I'm reading to you, don't exist. Just don't exist. Okay? Mary Magdalene is a prostitute, right? In the Bible, right? Yeah, but they have a whole bunch of things that they are using to compel that people believe that Jesus is real. Born of a virgin. And these faggot fucking licking ass all white people. They are making use of us not able to understand what is happening to us. What has happened to us. And still, we are blind to it. Okay? I am a talking, and let's see where the talking is going to go. She also featured prominently in the so-called Gnostic Gospels. a group of texts believed to have been written by early Christians. Early Christians? Who were early Christians? Coming from primates, evolution, and interbreed with the second species, the wise sapiens. We don't know about that process because it's in their cover-up, but I am opening it. Opening it. You see? And what are you going to do? Try and get your eyes open. Start to read and understand what you're reading. So it goes on to say this. So it says, the Gnostics gospel is a group of texts believed to have been written by early Christians as far back as the 2nd century AD. AD is not anything that is tangible to African people. It's an intangible nonsense. But not discovered until 1945. Near the Egyptian town in Nagamandi. Right? So these white people are busy writing all kind of a nutcase fake what you call the fiction. Yeah. Fake and fictional. That's what they began to write over the past 2,000 years. All a big bag of lies for us to read the Bible and find out. No wise men follow any star to see a baby. It's a bunch of lies. Read Matthew 2. Read it like you have sense and see what it says. If you see that as a realistic story that happened, it didn't happen. Jesus praying in St. John 17 to his father is not a real thing. Okay? It is not a real thing. And if you think it is real, you read on down to verse 5. And you will see that Jesus is saying that he has finished the work on earth that the Father gave him to do. If he did finish the work that his Father gave him to do, why did he call the Apostle Paul when he go back to heaven? Call and make him an apostle. And you read all these conjured up statements that are made in Acts 9. They are staging an incident where this so-called Paul turning on the Christians and persecuting Christians. None of these things are true. But they write this character, St. Paul, and say that. And how Jesus threw him down off his horse on the road to Damascus and later on sent somebody to go open his eyes and all those kind of stuff. These sodomite white people write those stuff. You see? And have us hook on Jesus. But we can get our eye open, our inner eye, where we begin to see things right. Try Matthew 2 and see if you find that to make sense. All of it. Not some of it. But the entire Matthew 2. Read it and see if it makes complete sense to you. But if you read it and believe that it is true, you ain't going to see the lies. That's the thing about it. But if you think that you have to believe something about God, you have to believe it to see the fact of what you're reading. Well, my friend, you are done. Because the right way to see things is to see it to learn. It's not to preconceive what it is. Otherwise, you will believe what you preconceive. What you're reading about Jesus is not something for you to just believe without having a reading knowledge that it is a history reading. Okay? So your brain is gone. It is too damaged now for you to recognize what you read and to learn from what you read. And if somebody is talking to you, you are able to make distinction in what they say. You see what I mean? So this is where we are, and the time has come for us to get out of this blindness, man, and get into the light. And if you don't get on your own 2 feet with words, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, because you're going to always lean upon the church and believe in the Bible God that is there, both a spirit God and what God done. And you don't see all the things that God to do in the Bible and never do it. You're going to see God that do everything and say, God, you know, let God be true, all men be a liar. You owe yourself to read words and to know what it says. Without any argument, that is the bottom line. Read and know what you are reading, not what you are believing, because you never learned to believe in a history class or any other language class. You don't see anything in there that is teaching you to believe in anything, which means you are to know what you are reading, plain and simple. And the result is the result, because it's going to be different from what you believe all these years, you believing in the Holy Ghost and all this kind of stuff. Their Pentecost is not anything civilized at all. It's not African, okay? It's European that hunt down the African people everywhere they settle, use their coercion on them, kill them, and do all kind of stuff, and come with this Jesus now. That they're lying to keep in the world. People are believing into this, what they call, it's a theory that they're writing. It's not fact. It's sodomy, story they're writing in the Bible. And they make up a whole bunch of story about African people and use it like it's their own. You won't know that these people are fraud if you keep on believing. And you could have a university degree. You read in this kind of way, you are not going to know anything saving the academic stuff that you learn. But when it comes to like discern between words and to decide whether or not you are reading something that is nonsense, talking some kind of a stupidness, call it spirituality, and it is not for you. And anytime you believe those things, it destroys your brain. This is the end of what I have to read here. Most controversially, the text states that Jesus used to kiss Mary often on her, I guess, lips, fill in the blank. Damage to the text left the last word unreadable. Apparently, this book, what they're talking about, it is from a source that know that what the Bible is talking is nonsense and begin to tell you. And even when Christians read this, African people, they still go on believe it, still, right? Because believing in God and Jesus is too strong now, and it has affected their inner core until they keep on believing it, because they would have to go learn a whole bunch of stuff to develop a conviction, a logical conviction, which compel them to understand word and to see the difference. But as long as you are believing in Jesus and in the God who beget Jesus, you, your inner eye, will never see the truth when you read it like what you're reading here. that it says, most controversially. There shouldn't be no controversy. If Jesus was real, if Adam and Eve was in a garden and all of what they are saying in the Bible is true, there should be no controversy. No. Text states, the text stated that Jesus, which means Yeshua. So when you say Jesus now, and you're thinking about a European man, you're definitely not seeing the truth in what's being said, because there was no Jesus. What you are to say, in keeping with African people and their way of life, is Yeshua or any other Hebrew name that they give for this guy who married to this girl. I think she was like 18 years of age, Mary Mary, come from a place called Magdala is the name, right? So Mary Magdalene come from Magdala, and I was reading something about her father, her parents, and how she was married to this Yeshua guy that they are calling Jesus today. Why we allow white people to call our people by names that they want to call them? Why? You see that our brain is wrong? Don't you see that? Well, you know, I can't help you a lot more over that right now. But this is telling you that there are material that is brought forth and give you the date when they say it was brought about, right? So at least you can go and go search up and find out what you need to know to start thinking logically and factually, whether it is fact or not fact. You need to start find that out, that this guy they call Jesus today. Now, isn't it of value to see white people doing all kinds of stuff to African people today? They call us black people, but we are not black people, and we must stop calling ourselves black people. You know, I have other people who have seen the same thing and talked to me about it. They don't like that we keep ourselves down this way and not reading and finding word power to deal with. So this guy they call Jesus is Yeshua, used to kiss Mary on her mouth. And as he says, people around regard Mary higher than this Jesus disciples. All right? Now, damage to the text left the last word unreadable, though some scholars have filled in the missing words as mouth, which means Yeshua kissed Mary Magdalene, his wife, on her mouth. Now, that would never arise if there was, but it, you see, it is something for you to look at with some respect, and until you find reason not to respect it, because civilization reads this way and reads to show that these white people are criminals. They are killers, and they don't care about killing us, can't you see? Well, that's about all I have to tell you here today. And I am late, and I just were not able to, like, do better. So you take good care. We're going to play you a little interlude of music, and see you on the next...